What a delight. How wonderful this morning that we get to celebrate the baptism of our Lord with a baptism. We don't always have one on a Sunday, but it is really wonderful to welcome a priest and into the family, the Christian family, a family that stretches far beyond these walls and beyond our country to wherever she may roam in her life. It's a wonderful thing to belong to a community and for a community to belong to a person. And we trust and pray that she will always feel that with the Christian community. Water, this today warm water that we got to stick our hands in and play with a little bit, Beatrice and I, water is what we are created from. It is what we are made of. Something like over 90% of us is water. It's hard to believe, isn't it? As we stand here in these bodies, that there's so much water within us. It feels like it's one of those water balloons. You can just prick it and it would all come gushing out. But we are made of water, this stuff that is ethereal and that changes. And as we experience it in all its forms, especially here in our land, ice and snow and lakes and rivers and rain and all of the wonderful water that we have to drink. Water is what we need to live. We cannot live without it. That makes sense. We are created from so much of it that we need it to sustain us. And if we can't have water, we cannot live. It gives us life. It gives us breath. It gives us energy. It even helps us lose weight to drink enough water. It keeps you nice and trim. Water cleanses us. It is what we need to live. And water is what we must care for. Because it is us. It is our very being. It is what we need, and so we must take very good care of our water. We do, mostly, in some places, but not everywhere. We hear that there are places in our own land where there is not water for people to drink that is healthy. And we must care for that. We must take better care of our water. It is said that in the future, the wars will not be about money or oil or gas. It will be about water. And we are fortunate to be the caretakers and custodians of much water in our land. And yet, we must remember that and be stewards of that. So is it any wonder that John and Jesus chose water to baptize with? John starting with the water, and Jesus adding the water and the Spirit, which is what we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, with water. And we marked Beatrice with the sign of oil to mark her as Christ's own and to say, you are a part of this family. And so Jesus knew, whether not maybe by scientific means, but Jesus knew how important water was to life and what a symbol it is for us of life. And so that's what he chose. Laura, our administrator, was laughing at me this week because I had my prayer book open on the desk when I was preparing the service. And she said, what's the matter with your prayer book? We need to get you a new book of alternative services. I said, no, we can't get a new one. This is the one my parents gave me. I'll never get a new one. She said, but there's something wrong with it. The pages for baptism are completely wrinkled because they've been drenched in water so many times that they're bubbled and you close the book and it opens on its own at the pages for baptism because I have thrown water on those pages so often in celebration and in joy. It is an amazing ability to be able to stand here today, all of us, and to witness this commitment that Beatrice's parents and godparents have made on her behalf. Because in that commitment and in today's gospel, there aren't a lot of words used, but the words that are very important. You are my child, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased. We all get to say that today to Beatrice. Because we say that on behalf of the one who created us. We say that on behalf of God. God telling her, you are my child, the beloved. And it's easy, isn't it, for us to see that. There she is in white, and we're all ooing and aahing how adorable she is. It's easy to say, our beloved, the one we love. How easy, though, is it for us to think that about ourselves? To hear those words for us. You are my child, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased. Because that is the message of baptism. That is the message of God to us this day and every day. If you never hear another message about the divine, this is the one to hear. You are my child. You are my beloved. And with you I am well pleased. As Beatrice grows and gets older, she'll become like the rest of us, not as good as hearing this message. She will begin to doubt herself and have some questions and bouts of self, low self-esteem and all those things that every one of us experience. But it is our role to remind her and to remind ourselves and to remind each other that God is already pleased with us. God is pleased with us in our creation and in our being here on this earth. And there is nothing we can do to change that. Nothing. We are already held in that love. We are God's children, the beloved, and with us, God is well pleased. And it doesn't even matter if we believe it, because God still creates us in that way. And so this water that we wash over Beatrice today, we need to have it wash over our souls too. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone believed this? Just imagine if everyone believed that they were beloved, that they were God's child, and that they had already done everything that made them, their parent, their God, their divine one, happy with them. It would change our world. We would know that we are made of love and made of that water that runs through us. We would know what we need to live and that that's what we need to share with everyone that we meet. And we would care for it with much deeper meaning and with respect than we do generally. So today we celebrate. We celebrate the water. We celebrate the sun, we celebrate Beatrice, and we celebrate each other and the community that God has given us. Remember, you are my child, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased. So as you come up to the front today, remember that. Take some water, splash it on yourself, maybe even your neighbor when you come for communion, to remind each other that you're not alone in this. Make more than first. If they wear glasses, they won't be able to see for a while. But that's okay, because God sees us, and God loves us, and we indeed make God pleased. Amen.